Yeah, this is the Fat Cats, man. This is the construction guys, heavy equipment operators. Yeah, we just got ours. Because, you know, that $2.1 trillion that they gave out during COVID, like the snap of a finger, right? And nobody argued with that. And that, you know, people like Robin Voss, Joel Osteen, they sucked it up. That wasn't over 10 years, folks. It took like, well, I say 10 weeks, but it might have been a little longer. But basically, if you weren't in line and have a big enough account, by the 10 weeks, it's over. And then the guys come along, well, we need to help Main Street, you know. You just, don't you remember we leveled Main Street last time? Pretty soon these guys are going to run out of stuff to chew. And I wish people would go to, like, I mean, because this soft one is the one about people. Well, we don't care about people, especially ones that, well, you know, do I have to say it? You know, the poor ones and the brown ones and the ones that, like, CJ would call in and say, don't know how to read, when clearly more people don't know how to act than, I guess, poor children that don't know how to read. So, you know, just cold and cruel, man. I can do that too, man. I got some pizza box signs I'm bringing out. Anyway, we got Dan waiting. So, Dan, thanks for listening and calling in. What do you got?
You know, just when I think I'm having too good of a day, I know I can always turn on Pizza Box and listen to cynical Pizza Box and bring me down.
I'm a realist, man.
Have you ever said anything positive on this show?
Oh, come on. Come on. I do all the time. Well, especially when it involves helping the people that need and deserve it the most and helping people in poverty. You know what I mean.
Hey, they're at least going to be taking lead pipes out with the infrastructure bill and making water clean, aren't they?
They've been doing that already in some communities that are progressive again, but, you know, that's what I'm waiting to see. I'm sure some of that. Absolutely. Of course they need to pass this bill. But what people don't understand is that the only reason why it passed was progressives pushed, and then moderates and D-bags and R-bags made it pass because it involved, you know, tax write-offs for really wealthy people that live in D.C., for Christ's sake. Come on, man. Well, I mean, that's the kind of stuff that just, like, instead, that $30 billion certainly could have stopped a lot of people from being hungry. And there's not enough being done.
Why are you yelling at me?
Well, you got me fired.
All you got to do is, Jesus Christ, some guy almost just tried to kill me.
Right?
Here's what I don't understand is, what I think is, if you pass one of these voting bills, wouldn't then everything take care of itself?
Well, I don't think those. No, man. Those, and you know what? I'll answer that. And thanks, man. And keep driving, because, you know, don't drive and talk to me at the same time. We'll both crash, right? I'll crash the computer, and, you know. But anyway, yeah, man. I look again. We need roads and highways and bridges and all that stuff done. Nobody's arguing that. What I'm trying to argue is the same thing the other progressives did. You're cutting out all this stuff that poor people needed. Anybody want to? I mean, how can anybody debate me on that? Go and see what they, you know. And I, again, this is fresh, right? They just passed it last night. Hey, you know what? They're worried about on the media. They're talking about, oh, I wonder if anybody's even going to see this. And people like Rogers talk about woke.
Was that planted? Did Rogers help distract to take media attention away?
The guy's a clown at this point, right? And he's starting to look like one. Christ, he almost looks like me at this point, right? He's aged. His hair looks, he's unkempt. He's, you know, he's got all these hot women. Maybe that's what wore me out, all these cats, these beautiful cats I've had. Anyway, I'm just like, I'm as far left as you're going to go. I'm with the women of color in Congress and the women of different cultures. And yeah, I want to cancel the culture that doesn't allow every other culture to have the same opportunity. So thanks again. And I'm going to Joe, man. Am I bumming you out today, Joe?
No, I'm already prematurely bummed out.
Exactly.
So I got that.
It's like I said, once you admit that you're dead, you start enjoying life. Because you know it's only a limited amount of time. We're all dead, people. I stopped and saw a friend of mine. Small restaurant. They didn't get any help. They're still back at it because they work it themselves. Family, you know, it's got to be family owned, and you got to. Like, that's why they call them family restaurants, man. You could take your whole family and you could meet theirs working there. But I told him, remember when I used to come over to your house 20 years ago and go, "Oh no, we're all gonna die," and he'd be like, he'd get stressed out and stuff. Because I was like, Dan says, I would, you know, people should know I'm being cynical and facetious. But go ahead, Joe.
No, I was going to say, although I think that you're tapping into what people are feeling. There is a
they better be.
Real desperation out there.
You got some good weed there or what?
No, man, I sucked down a peanut shell and it just kind of hit me wrong. And I'm probably going to have to take a hit of weed just to mellow out that effect. All right. You know what, though? I mean, like, I guess the most refreshing thing that I saw in the last week was Joe Manchin getting protested by the Sunrise Movement. That, to me, is where the action is and where the movement politics will be heading.
With Greta Thunberg there?
Yeah, man. Well,
yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. She cracks me up. She is so smart. All these clowns in the Congress try to match wits with her. Good luck.
Yeah, you know what? And that's like, I just welcome that because it's so ridiculous. But, you know, and the thing is, like, they're going to try and give us Terry McAuliffe politics.
No, man, we're not going to let that happen. No, he choked and died. And, you know, you've heard me talk. And, Joe, I got one more call, so thanks. And take care of that cop. But you've heard me, you know, debating with the guy that I fill in for on, you know, weekdays because. Because you got to, you know, there are different sides to the story, and it's good to hear both because my side's always right, like at least 70% of the time. Anyway, last call. Robert Bidgood, man, how are you? Minnesota via Stoughton.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, previously from Stoughton.
Hey, man, hey, Vikings and Packers. Both quarterbacks are knobs.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I hope Aaron gets sat on the bench and gets splinters in his butt for a while.
The loser bowl. That's what they are from now on. They get the trophy of the COVID virus, man, whoever wins. Go ahead, man.
Hey, the caller before, not before me, but the one before that, he said you didn't say anything positive. Well, Aaron Rodgers is positive.
Right, exactly, man. But he doesn't have worms.
No. He's positively not having worms from eating ivermectin.
Right. I wonder if that takes care of aliens too.
Probably.
That's what he looked like. Like an alien just came popped out for a second and then went back in.
Really? Hey, I was going to say, you know, the thing with this hard infrastructure bill, they passed that last night on nothing more than just a promise that they're going to do the soft infrastructure, the human infrastructure bill sometime in the future.
Right.
You know,
when we're all dead, when there's less humans to have to worry about.
Right. Well, you know, the Lizard King said that a long time ago. Nobody gets out alive, man.
No, you know what? Thanks again for calling and listening and related to climate change, man. And, I mean, go ahead and listen to this clip on the way out, man. I heard this for the first time, Beds Are Burning by Julia Stone. See if we can get this in.
We are at a unique point in human history. Due to the scientific genius of men and women, we can either, on the one hand, improve the standard and quality of life of all mankind, or we can destroy the planet as we know it.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent.
And the video, pay our share. The video along with this would just break your heart.
The time has come.
Kangaroos and koalas trying to escape fire. We're running out of time, and we can't let the likes of Cole Manchin stop us. We're supposed to coexist.
How can we dance when our earth is turning?
We have never lost so much property.
How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance when our earth is turning?
The Aboriginal community have had a long history of fire management.
When Aboriginal people first saw wildfire, they were stunned.
You've got to do the right thing by country, and you've got to support that country, and otherwise you don't have identity, and you don't have a healthy landscape. You can't survive.
There's everything to be gained, nothing to be lost. And Aboriginal people had a history of achievement. Let's learn from them.
Learn from these young people that are out there way ahead of us on this. In 45 degrees. Appreciate you listening. Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Hey man, I'll cheer up later.